Hey everybody, what's up? This is Anakin1814 for a cool fall evening audioboo podcast. That's about my A3 start, as my street's busier tonight than normal and I'm getting distracted. But anyway, it's one of the last podcasts I'll probably do on my porch for the season, as it's getting very cold out and we're supposed to have frost this weekend and whatnot. Anyway, what I want to talk about is something that came up last week. To set the story up, about 4 years ago in 2006, two of my friends that are brothers wrote a movie. They wrote a short zombie movie. So in that summer, a big group of us friends from all over the place got together for about 3 or 4 weekends and shot this movie. We shot it about 3 weekends, 2 weekends south of Madison, and then 1 weekend in Slinger, Wisconsin, which is near Milwaukee, for just a few different locations. Mitch ran the camera. 4 of our friends were, you know, principal actors. I ran my video camera just as B-roll footage. I created some props. I had to create some artwork that was used kind of in an opening montage story type thing as the credits rolled, which if you go to my Facebook page, you can see the artwork, some drawings of some zombies and a dungeon and a dragon and stuff like that. Some pretty cool stuff that I'm happy to have done. I shot photos of the cast and crew kind of for an ending montage, and I ended up even being a zombie. I found out the morning of the shoot it was 90 degrees and humid, and here we are sitting in this, you know, 400 acres of barren land. Here we are in a field on a cliff, and they're applying makeup to me, and I found out I was a zombie who had to bite off somebody's finger, which was actually a raw hot dog that I had to spit out. And eventually then my character's head got splashed in, but enough about my role in the movie, but my role in the movie was, you know, an everyman role. I had a lot to do, as we all did. We just did it. It was fun. My friend Mitch, who was the main director and shooter, he's the editor too, and he edited together this brilliant, you know, just hilarious movie. Unfortunately, he used a little copyrighted music, so we've only been showing it to our friends, and it's just, you know, a good record of what we did one summer. We people always talk about it, but we actually did it. This same group of friends over the past 10 years, this will be year 11, have started a little movie fest that we call Splatterfest. Lately, it's been the week after Halloween. We just watch gory, splattery movies, and just there's a great spirit to it. We all have a blast. You know, the gorier the better, and it's just, I normally don't watch movies like that, but in this case, it's just great fun. We eat, we drink, we watch less and less movies and seem to drink and eat more and more, and this has grown from, you know, 5 guys doing it in an apartment to actually renting out a hall with about 40 people, a full-blown costume party. So with this said, this movie, through a series of events, is now going to be shown in a film festival in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, in a couple weeks. My friends Jason and Mitch, the two creators, actually will be sitting at a table for some Q&A before or after the movie. And I offered to, and the one brother I talked to is excited about this idea, I offered to print out the artwork I did, and I don't know if I'll give it away or do some good prints that I maybe sell for a few bucks or something. But here we are, this movie, through a chain of events, because we found somebody locally who did the same type of movie, and they had some connections to this film festival for this, it's a full 12 hours of, I forget what they call it, a horror movie fest or something like that. So our movie, Chaotic Evil, is actually going to be in a film festival. I couldn't be happier. The thought of, you know, sitting at a table, just seeing what people think, is pretty cool. So with that said, if you want to do something bad enough, do it. I was just happy to take part in this. It was a great time, something I never thought I'd do. And now for it to be shown at a film festival, who knows what it'll be like, you know, big or small. I'm sure it'll be more on the small side, but how amazing is that? So check out my Facebook page and look for my Chaotic Evil drawings, and I'll talk more about the film fest as it happens. Thanks for listening. That's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye.